Happy Easter, everyone, from Archbishop Eamon. At the beginning of the Easter Vigil, the new Paschal candle was inscribed with the year 2016 and with the letters Alpha and Omega, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. At that time we prayed, Christ yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to him and all ages. When I was a young boy, I was fascinated by time. I was a fan of Doctor Who and Star Trek, and I used to be amazed at the idea of time lords who could zoom forward into the future or travel back in time to see life as it was centuries ago. Now, as a boring adult, I've learned to be content with those days every spring and autumn when we put the clocks forward or back and become time travellers only for 1 hour. In my work as a priest, I've often come across people who wish time would go faster, like the happy couple who can't wait until their wedding day, or the children who count the days to the holidays at Easter and Christmas, or the expectant parents who marvel at the scan pictures of their baby in the womb and just long for the day of the birth. But I've also met people who dearly wish they could turn time back. I imagine the heartbroken relatives and friends of those who died upon Crana Pier must wish they could turn the clocks back to before last Sunday, or think if only there had been a few more minutes to save them, or what does the future hold for us now? I think also of the innocent victims of Tuesday's bombings in Brussels. There they were, so anxious to check in on time, oblivious to the terrorists who were mercilessly plotting to destroy human life. A few people have said to me during the week that awful and tragic events like these make them more conscious of the importance of their family and loved ones, and of approaching every day and hour as a gift, every moment as an opportunity not to be wasted. Our faith encourages us to lift up our minds and hearts to encounter God in every moment. Yet in the aftermath of tragic incidents like Bunkrana, or the violent attacks in Brussels, or in natural disasters around the world, it's a very human thing to call out, "Where are you, God?" On Good Friday, even Jesus called out in his anguish on the cross, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" The pain and mystery of human sorrow and suffering can never be fully grasped or answered in the context of this world alone. Only the light of Easter can lift the despair and darkness of Good Friday. Only faith in eternal life can help us find our way through this life, which is for so many of us a valley of tears. Pope St. John Paul II loved to quote St. Augustine saying, "Do not abandon yourselves to despair. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song." Our challenge as an Easter people is to enter into the hours and minutes of every day, aware that they pass so quickly, but realizing that with faith and trust, each second has so much potential for good, for love, for peace, and for joy. The Second Vatican Council reminded us that Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, is the Lord of time. It said, "The Lord is the goal of human history, the focal point of the desires of history and civilization, the centre of humankind, the joy of all hearts, and the fulfilment of all aspirations." This theme resounds in the Easter proclamation and readings, which retell the story of God's work in history since the beginning of time to bring about our salvation in Christ. This message of hope needs to be heard more than ever in today's world, where some people plot to fill every moment of our lives with fear and foreboding, where families are wrenched apart by war and persecution, where homes are destroyed and human life itself is cheapened and taken away without a moment's notice. Some years ago, Pope Benedict XVI reminded us of the message of hope that God is and always has been at work in human history, and that ultimately the power of love and good will overcome evil, just as eternal life conquers death. Pope Benedict said, "History is not in the hands of dark forces, of chance or of merely human choices. The Lord, the supreme arbiter of historical events, rises above the discharge of evil energies, above the vehement onslaught of Satan, above the emergence of plagues and wickedness. He knowingly guides history to the dawn of a new heaven and a new earth. In this Easter season, let us commit ourselves to fill every moment with the hope and joy of the risen Christ. For he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the only Lord of time. Ta Christ Aireha, Gudjevin, Tashe Aireha. Happy Easter to you all.